Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, Pancreatic Cancer Ireland has today launched the 5 and 6 campaign to mark World Pancreatic Cancer Day and to raise awareness around the deadly disease here. Of the nearly 600 people diagnosed in Ireland each year, 500 will die. But the campaign aims to change this reality by promoting early detection, greater awareness of symptoms and improving access to life-saving clinical trials. We're joined now by Professor Gráinne O'Kane, consultant oncologist specialising in pancreatic and liver cancer malignancies. And Gráinne, you're welcome to the programme. Can you firstly maybe tell us a little bit about pancreatic cancer and what the pancreas does in your body?
And thank you for having me on the show on World Pancreatic Cancer Day. So yeah, the pancreas is this organ that sits deep within your tummy right in the middle, and it measures about 6 inches or 15 centimeters. And this organ is really important in digestion of your food and also really important in the regulation of sugars. And so when, sorry, go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, sorry. No, go ahead. Sorry, I thought, go on.
Yeah, so I think pancreatic cancer can arise in the pancreas, and because of where it's located, it's seated quite deep. It can be often quite difficult to diagnose, and patients often present quite late with symptoms because of its location. It's situated really close to important structures such as the stomach and the spleen, but also these very important blood vessels, which can often mean that it can be difficult to remove by surgery by virtue of its location.
Okay, so again, as with all cancers, the key is to catch it as early as possible. What are those symptoms?
Yeah, so because of where it's located, it can be often difficult. Many patients present quite late, but there are a few symptoms to look out for. And importantly, when you read about these online, there are emergency symptoms that mean that people need to go and seek emergency help. And that's if you have jaundice or yellowing of your skin. Often this is accompanied by floating stools or a change in your stool. And then there are this constellation of symptoms that are really quite difficult because some of these individually can be very common symptoms. And those are things like back pain or tummy pain, unexplained weight loss, new onset diabetes, or if you're having some new digestive problems. But I think it's really about if you're having more than one of these or if some of these symptoms are persisting for a long time, then you really do need to seek medical help.
Okay. And it's just good to know what the symptoms are, as you say, just to, even though they're very
Absolutely.
Common symptoms, just if they all come together, if, as you say, a couple of them come. Now, the 5 and 6 campaign, it highlights just how deadly pancreatic cancer is. And I think most people, when they hear pancreatic cancer, you know, think, uh-oh, that's not good news of the many cancers that there are. You're pushing for clinical trials to become the
Yes.
standard first-line treatment here. Can you explain that to us and why we're not doing that?
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, absolute inspiration from Niall Rochford, Rachel Dukinwa and Pamela Deasy for launching this campaign and Pancreatic Cancer Ireland and really creating this awareness. You know, if you look at global advocacy groups around the world, they would strongly recommend that all patients with pancreatic cancer participate in a clinical trial throughout all stages. And that's because pancreatic cancer is set to become the second leading cause of cancer-related death. It has not seen the same progress as other cancers. And other cancers have really benefited, mainly because of new drugs and new treatments, but also preventative strategies. And each of those new treatment approaches has come from a clinical trial. And so, you know, there's this myth in Ireland and around the world about clinical trials and people are participating in these and might feel like they're a guinea pig. And really, that is not the case. And in fact, when you're on a clinical trial, you're seen more regularly, you're seen more closely, you're monitored more closely, you're within strict protocol, you have access to specialized nurses. And so this is what we really want to deliver because it's the best care for patients. But moreover, access to clinical trials really provides innovative treatments and new treatments for patients with pancreatic cancer. And when we haven't seen so much progress and we're still using a lot of the same drugs, this for me is hugely important and why I strongly believe in the ability to deliver clinical trials for our patients in Ireland.
Okay, well, hopefully we may see some movement on that aspect of it. And Gráinne, thank you so much for joining us to raise awareness of all the issues around this. That is Professor Gráinne O'Kane, who's consultant oncologist, talking about the 5 in 6 campaign to mark World Pancreatic Cancer Day today.